Blog Talk Radio.
Things that would support the
the fear that he was trying to kill me, but...
Oh, Terracotta, I'm home. Oh, darling, I thought about you all day long. Every moment I was there in that studio, I thought I'd want to get home to my Terracotta, my lovely little wife.
Honey, Carl, my darling, how was psych class?
It was very nice. It was one of the students' birthdays, and she brought some passion fruit, Terracotta. I brought some for you.
Oh, gee, I'm not thirsty. I already drank a lot of Gatorade earlier.
We have a visitor I brought home with us today, Terracotta. Somebody I think you should talk to. His name is...
Eraserhead?
Well, that's his nickname. His professional name is Dr. Karp.
Hello.
Hello.
Karp. I'm Terracotta. Carl's young wife.
I know. I know all about you. He's told me all about you many times.
You see, Dr. Karp is a very good friend of mine. We play racquetball together on Tuesday nights, and we talk about you often, Terracotta.
Dr. Karp, I have some Fosoderm that if you'd like to get rid of some of those scales on your skin...
Would you like to rub me with something?
Why do you ask?
You mentioned it. That's a good thing.
You see, Dr. Karp, my wife here has a terrible fear of girdles. She's a very slovenly woman. She eats way too much, and I've actually, well, seen her eat a whole can of frosting with her hand. We've all chipped in and bought her a girdle, and she's terrified of it.
That's not true, darling. It's just that you brought me home a girdle that was 10 sizes too tight. I just wondered why you'd want me to...
That's why I want you to talk to Dr. Karp, Terracotta.
Honey's over your phone.
I want you to overcome yourself. I want you to break your own ice. I want you to... I want you to expand mentally, not physically, like the fat cow you've become.
No, I have to go out to the backyard. I have to go out to the pit bulls. Please, excuse me.
Those are her friends. Her friends, the pit bulls.
I understand.
So,
you like pit bulls. You put on a lot of weight. You can't fit in girdles anymore. It just tells me one thing.
Yes?
Your husband is trying to kill you.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
A brilliant
doctor. Oh, Terracotta, honey, you didn't drink the cherry coke I fixed for you, darling.
Darling, it was laced with cyanide, and you know it. I saw you drop something in there with your ring. I saw it. Don't think I didn't know. The music is going over and over again. Can you hear it?
Maybe she didn't eat the cherry coke that I put before her, but she did chew the eraser off that pencil, too. And that eraser.
I'm so dizzy. I'm so tired.
This is normal after eating poison as you have.
What are you two trying to do to me? Why? Why me? Why?
I just want you out of the way so we can live together in peace.
That's true, Terracotta. Karp and I want to erase every memory of you. We don't want any trace of you in this mansion.
Oh, how will you ever get rid of me without people knowing?
We know your secret fear of hairdryers.
And we've developed a little puddle on the floor in the bathroom. The next time you dry your hair with an electric hairdryer...
Yeah, well...
You will be dead.
How are you going to make me do it, huh?
Oh, dear, I just spilled my drink on your hair. Terracotta, maybe you should go into the bathroom
and bring a pit bull with you.
Come on, Rudy. Rudy, let's go to the bathroom. I have to dry my hair.
It'll only take moments
now.
Miss
Mama.
It'll be you and I without Terracotta.
We can analyze each other until the cows come home.
No. No. No, why should I dry my hair? No, I'm...
Wet, that's why you should dry it.
Hair is wet.
A woman with wet hair must always dry it.
I should dry my wet sticky. But my hair is sticky. It's not wet. It's sticky. I never dry my hair when it's sticky. You can't kill me. I won't allow it. I'm not some bimbo you met. I'm not something you met in a Japanese restaurant that you decided to name Terracotta.
Terracotta, put the pit bull down.
It was the last I saw of Terracotta and the last I saw of Dr. Karp. For Rudolph the pitbull chewed them both to unrecognizable states. I found a pair of lips. One was hers, They were kissing on the floor.
Good evening. I'm Madeline Kahn. There are those who would say that Berlin's perhaps most charming songs were written when he was quite young, such as the following example, which I will sing for you. Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why. Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a bow with a twinkle in her eye. She made this reply. He's not so good in the crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home,
Hello, children. I'm Miss Crandall, your substitute teacher. Miss Salvatore was suddenly called away, something about a case of food poisoning. But that shouldn't stop us from enjoying our lunch period, now should it? So, as a special treat, I'm going to read to you a very lovely holiday story called Kafka for Christmas from the Scholastica Kafka for Children series. Once upon a Christmas Eve, there was a man named Gregor Samsa, who went to bed a businessman and woke up a Christmas roach, a really big one. Well, children, you can imagine how shocked Gregor was to wake up with antennas and six legs. His parents were not going to like this at all. Why, they never ever let him have a pet, let alone be one. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door. It was Gregor's dad, and he was mad. "Gregor," he yelled, "Merry Christmas. Get up. It's time for you to go to work at your boring, nondescript job, so you can support me and the whole family while I stay home and read the paper out loud." "Get off my case," said Gregor. "I'll be out when I'm good and ready." Now, children, Gregor wasn't usually rude to his parents, but today was special. Next, his mom knocked on the door and yelled, "Gregor, open this door at once. It's Christmas, and you're upsetting your father. Next, his sister Greta put in her 2 cents with, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. Gregor said nothing. He just lay there feeling persecuted in a nightmarishly impersonal world. As you can guess by now, Gregor's family was very dysfunctional. So that morning, everyone left him alone to go open their Christmas presents, and Gregor spent the day in bed, his spiny roach legs flaying in the air trying to get up. As this was his first day as a roach, he didn't quite know how everything worked. Gregor could hear all the laughter, Christmas carols, and everyone having fun in the other room. Now he was really pissed. So with all his roach might, he leaped out of bed, landed on his 6 little legs, and opened the door with his roach jaw and screamed, Surprise! I'm a roach. I hope you're all satisfied. Well, you can imagine how shocked everyone was. They darn near had an aneurysm. Now Gregor's dad was really mad and yelled, What's the meaning of this? Is this some kind of political statement, or are you just trying to bug me? Gregor's mom passed out in the Christmas eggnog. Gregor's sister just kept yelling, Gregor's gonna get it, Gregor's gonna get it. The rest of the day, Gregor hid under the living room couch, and Greta brought him rotten food to eat and said, You old bug, you'll do anything to get attention. Then Greta would torture him by turning the lights on and off, on and off, on and off. Stop it! Gregor cried. Let's face it, children, as sisters go, Greta was a pain in the butt. Just then, Gregor's mom walked by wiping the eggnog off her face and saw Gregor gnawing on a piece of dead animal carcass and had a coronary right there on the spot. While his mother lay gasping for air on the floor, Greta got out her violin and began to play her favorite Christmas folk song, Das Kukaraches Christmas, for the lodgers who lived in their house. By the way, lodgers are people who live in your house when the economy is bad, and if they're related, they're called moochers. Just then, Gregor snapped and said, That does it! And he crawled out from under the couch into the dining room. Then one of the lodgers, named the letter K, just K, saw him and said, What's that? Gregor's dad said, It's nothing, Merry Christmas, concert's over, everybody go to bed. That does it, said Greta. I'm never going to get married with him around. She's right, said Gregor's dad, and Gregor's mom said nothing. She just lay on the floor, gasping for air. Let's get rid of him, cried Greta. Okay, but how? Chimed both his parents. Gregor grew nervous as they slowly took off their shoes and began throwing them at him. Ow! Stop it! It's Christmas, for crying out loud, cried Gregor. Then Gregor's dad yelled, Got him! They cried, and Gregor died. All the lodgers came down to look at the dead flat thing that only early Christmas Eve had been a businessman. Gregor's dad charged 10 cents a look, made a lot of money, and kicked the lodgers out. Then he tipped the maid a lot of money to get rid of Gregor's remains. And the family spent the rest of the holidays in the country, where Greta married Lodger K, just the letter K, and stretched her firm young body and said, Great! Now I can have his room. Wasn't that a swell Christmas story, children? Why, you've hardly eaten a thing. Well, never mind. Let's just put everything away under our desk. And guess what? It's nap time. Merry Christmas.
Tonight, the Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
We're gonna Going on for me. I don't know about too much going on. We got Iran and Iraq and my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law came over on the Mayflower. Not her family, her. In this presidential race, I've just had it. How many people would like it to be over? Just over. Right. As I speak, there are illegal immigrants streaming out of the country, saying, I can't take it anymore. The Supreme Court's going to make a big decision about health care reform. The one thing I'd like to see come out of health care reform is a drop-off center for sick husbands. Is that too much to ask? You should see my husband when he's sick. He's there, I'm dying. Take me now, God. And I'm there, take him, please. A woman can have a temperature 102, she's still out carpooling. Am I right? You can have a temperature 104, you might be there flat on your back, but you're there at least, I'm losing weight. And I hate Congress. I think they're all worthless. All they care about is getting reelected. Do you know they have a 9% approval rating? 9%. You gotta wonder, how did it ever get that high? They have all these sex scandals. Remember Anthony Weiner? I love his wife. What was he thinking? He tweeted pictures of himself down there. You know, and I'm happy when members of Congress know how to use social media. Oh, hooray, hooray. But that's just awful. That's inappropriate. It was such filth. And I would never look at such filth. Except once. I just felt I should form my own opinion, you know. And it was not unimpressive, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Okay. So, and I love the New York Post headline, Wiener pulls out. You know, you can't beat the Post. You cannot beat the Post. I love the Post. And when people think of sex scandals, they think of the presidents. I think the governors are the worst. If you look back over the last couple of years, right, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger of California and his maid, Mark Sanford, the former governor of South Carolina. Well, who knew the Appalachian Trail ran through Argentina? Who knew? And then Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey, he was having threesomes. Threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And then there was David Paterson, former governor of New York. He had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. And for makeup sex with his wife, he takes her to a Days Inn. A Days Inn, honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. And Elliot Spitzer, this guy, I was so happy when CNN took him off the air. So happy, because I would look at him, and all I could think of was $4,000, right? $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. Now, I'll tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. And the guy paid cash. Honey, if you use your Amex card, you get the membership reward points. I really do think there's too much news, right? We got 24-hour news channels, half an hour specials, 1 hour investigative reporting. You know what? I can do the news in 10 seconds, right? I like to call it mothernews.com. Other networks say, we report, you decide. We say, look, we know nobody's listening, but we're going to talk anyway. So sit back, relax, and get your feet off the table. All right. And now for the 10-second news. Sean Penn went to Afghanistan. What an idiot. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got engaged. Who cares? And the weather? Take a sweater. And that's it. The 10-second rule. Thank you. All you need to know.
Okay. I see Marco's in the chat room. Marco, hi, all the way from Amsterdam. Thank you for joining us, Marco Polo. All right, you joined us just in time. It's the last 3 minutes of our show. So I got to find something 3 minutes long, Marco. Okay, here we go. Thank you for tuning in to Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. One last.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Guy a chance. So he's not 6 feet tall, and hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.